What most people see when they look up Kai Cenat is the fancy cars, expensive jewelry, and the millions of subscribers he's gained on YouTube in a short amount of time. And this instant popularity raised suspicion from a ton of critics about the legitimacy of his success. From my research over the past few months, I found out the four major factors that actually made Kai blow up. And I can finally explain the truth about how he really got rich off YouTube. Now, if you're familiar with Kai's upbringing, you know that the probability of him becoming the icon he is today was unlikely. He was raised in the Bronx by a single mother that struggled to support him and his three siblings. At their lowest point, they were forced to bounce between different homeless shelters just to keep a roof over their heads. Once they got established, Kai began attending high school at Frederick Douglass Academy, and that's when he took the leap and uploaded his first YouTube video. But as he continued making different types of videos, he didn't have any luck growing subscribers.
What's the first content you started doing on that YouTube channel?
Q&A, smasher pass, regular stuff, smasher passes, reaction videos. So like a whole, I didn't know what to do. You feel what I'm saying? I didn't have a fan base.
So after graduating high school, he planned on taking the traditional path of going to college and then getting a 9-to-5 job. And that's when he caught his first break by collabing with another YouTuber named Phantom that led him to eventually joining a creator group called AMP. Shortly after, Kai dropped out of college to go all in on YouTube. And here's why. Collectively, people are watching over 5 billion videos a day, equaling 1 billion hours of time spent on the platform. And what Kai learned was the more views that he was able to get on his videos, and the longer that he could get people to watch his videos, he'd never have to work a 9-to-5 a day in his life. See, YouTube pays its creators a certain dollar figure per 1,000 views that they get on their videos. To date, Kai's most popular upload has 20 million views. Later, I'll break down about how much money YouTube paid him out for this one video. But first, I wanted to get into the real reasons behind Kai Cenat's success that no one talks about. And the first has to do with this guy. His name is Chris, and he became Kai's cameraman shortly after he dropped out of college.
I'm curious how you got to the point where you started working with Kai.
It was during quarantine, and he posted, looking for a cameraman in New York. Swiped the fuck up, and I said, hey, I'm here. And he was like, all right, pull up. And he sent me his address, and I just pulled up. So when I went there, he explained the video, and we literally just got to work.
And this behind-the-scenes move started to blow up his channel like never before. If you notice in Kai's earlier videos, he was always holding the camera, and that would limit his ability to make the type of content he really wanted. But once he and Chris linked up, you can tell an immediate difference. And now they were able to start filming even bigger ideas that got the attention of more and more people. From then until now, they've been able to capture footage while traveling to Japan, Taiwan, and Africa, which has gained millions of views each and has made the channel tens of thousands of dollars. But even that's nothing compared to the next thing I discovered that grew Kai's fan base even more. I came across this video that a guy named Ryan Seabee posted talking about how he became Kai's video editor. And this move alone had YouTube cutting bigger checks than ever before. In the past, Kai would edit all of his videos, which is arguably the most time-consuming part of the content creation process. So he wasn't able to post as many videos. But once Ryan came on board, they were able to upload 3 times the amount of content, and you could notice the difference between the quality of the earlier videos compared to the later uploads. And here's why that move was so important. YouTube judges a video by how long a viewer watches it before clicking off. And the longer you can get someone to watch, the more likely YouTube is to send that video to more people and get more views. The challenging thing about this is that as social media grows, humans are developing a shorter and shorter attention span. So once Ryan started working with Kai, he began editing the videos in a way that would hold people's attention for longer, which was anything from images and text popping up on screen to sound effects that would play throughout the video. It's like the difference between me saying, Kai Cenat started a YouTube channel and made millions of dollars, or Kai Cenat started a YouTube channel and made millions of dollars. And adding stuff like this started getting each of his uploads an insane amount of views. But the next piece of the puzzle I uncovered took Kai's brand to another level. Now, this took me a long time to dig up. But early in 2022, Kai started working with a creative artist named Kensei. And this connection played a big part in one of Kai's channels gaining millions of subscribers and millions of dollars. What Kinsay does is create something called a thumbnail, which is the image you see before clicking on a video on YouTube. And as insignificant as that might seem, this image is one of the most crucial parts of being a successful content creator. The reason it's so important is because people scrolling on YouTube are given hundreds of options of videos to choose from. And to get someone to click on your video, you need to make it stand out, and a good thumbnail can be the difference between that person clicking on your video or swiping right past it. I mean, take a look at the thumbnails before Kinsay started working on them and the ones after, and tell me which ones are more appealing. If you're wondering how this is done, I found this behind-the-scenes clip of their process.
This, the kid sneakers, what else?
Let me cook.
Kinsay, why you can't just work your magic and just Photoshop?
An eye-catching thumbnail can grow your channel in an unreal way. Check out this tweet from Kinsay showing the results since he teamed up with Kai. The channel gained over 150 million views and nearly 1 million subs in just 8 months. Now, although Kai would not have been able to reach this level of success without those around him, the truth about how he's been able to make a fortune on YouTube is apparent. There's no substitute for hard work, and Kai's been one of the hardest working content creators to ever touch the platform. He's simply doing things that others won't, which is shown by the creativity on his channel. I actually tuned into one of his live streams recently and noticed something interesting. Just out of view of his camera, there's a whiteboard that he often refers to where he writes down all of his content ideas. And this board nearly got leaked not too long ago. Even though Kai tries to keep this confidential, I'd imagine at one point written on the whiteboard was the idea for his nonstop 30-day subathon, the 7 days in prison stream, and his recent 50-hour gaming stream. And each one of these unique and creative ideas brought him millions of views along with unreal paychecks. Speaking of paychecks, based on a study I found, YouTube pays $2.74 per 1,000 views for entertainment videos like the ones that Kai makes. So going back to his most popular upload, based on these numbers, this one video would have earned nearly $55,000. And looking at the total traffic on both Kai's main channel and his second channel, it adds up to nearly 3 billion combined views. That would mean that based on the data from this study, his channels have earned around $8 million from YouTube pay alone. Now, if you weren't aware, content creation is the fastest growing small business in the world right now. And analysts forecast the industry could double in size over the next few years and generate $500 billion. If you've ever wanted to become your own boss, you don't want to miss out on this revolution. It literally changed Kai's life and can do the same for you.
I'm out of here, this what the f***? I used to edit until 5:30 in the morning, bro. Knowing I had a class at 8 o'clock, bro. My roommate used to look at me like, damn. I used to walk around that campus like, bro, how am I gonna get, like, I don't have no money, bro. I couldn't afford bro. I was broke, bro. Me and my family, bro, we grew up in the shelter, bro. We was in the shelter, bro. I don't tell nobody that. I still have shelter sheets in my crib in New York. I'm out of this shit, bro.
My channel is all about studying success. If you want to learn how to build a profitable brand on YouTube, like and subscribe to get more insights on how to make money with your content. I've linked a ton of free tools in the show notes below to get you started, and I'll be back soon.